Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Cube Code and Tenderfoot TV present Bloodthirsty Hearts, starring Victoria Morales, Sophia Bryant, Gus Burney, Savon Alira Rose, and Cheyenne Haynes, created by George V. Ganim. Episode 1, Origins.
Hiss. Hiss.
Denny? Denny, do you hear that? I'm sure it's nothing. Come on. Joy?
What?
I think I hear it now. And it's not nothing.
Run! Sephora!
Yes, it is I, Lord Sephora!
And me, his Vice Lord.
Huh?
Vice Lord?
My, my. What do we have here?
My, my.
Out the aortic valve coursing through the veins. Smells like dinner. Just me, Erin.
Sorry, Susu.
Not so fast.
Dr. Seamus Van Helsing!
What are you doing here?
As I always say, when the moon is full and...
This is why we run lines, Blake.
And the crows stop crowing.
And the crows stop crowing, it can only mean one thing. It's Dragala slaying time! Prepare to bleed, Sephora's! Hi-ya!
My mom's vintage salt shaker!
Sorry, Erin.
Yeah, sorry, Erin.
At least she's got the other one, right? Pepper?
Girls?
Who the heck wants pepper without salt?
Is everyone okay?
Oh, man, oh,
man. Don't move! I heard glass!
What broke? Who's hurt? Is anyone crying?
Oh, no! My swan salt shaker!
Sorry, Mrs. Lee.
Sorry, Mom.
It's okay. It's just a salt shaker. Mom will get another one.
Well, I mean, it is a rare porcelain collectible from Australia. And swans mate for life, so I can't just find Pepper Swan another salt swan.
Okay, but as long as the kids are okay, everything is fine, right?
Right. You're right.
How about you girls wind down the sleepover with a movie? And Erin's mom and I will make you some popcorn.
Yes, please.
Yeah!
Popcorn! Erin, your parents are so cool. Mine would have freaked out.
Mine too.
Doubt mine wouldn't have noticed.
Aw, Blake. Sad.
So, what's it gonna be? Bloodthirsty Hearts Part 1, 2, or 3?
2!
Susu, that's snooze tap number 4. Save the senioritis for the spring.
Just bury me here. I've lived a full life.
A burial plot in your father and I's post-graduation Peloton room? No, that just won't do.
Color me amused.
If you're late for school one more time, you can color yourself grounded and kiss tomorrow's convention goodbye.
Good morning, my Erie people, my Rock City goers, my Clevelanders. Tomorrow's Halloween.
Oh, Hallows Eve.
And if you've been comatose for the last several months, I'm here to remind you of the biggest.
Biggest.
The bloodiest. First ever Bloodthirsty Hearts convention going down in our city where it all started at the Cleveland Memorial Coliseum. Fans from all over the world will be flying into the 216 for the inaugural fest. We're talking cosplayers, Q&A'ers, photo ops with stars Timofey Kent and heartthrob Henley Hawkins, just to name a few.
Susu?
Erin, what took you so long?
Sorry, my dad left for work early and my mom was sick in bed, so I had to pack my own lunch.
At least your mom isn't planning to replace you with a stationary bike.
Nordic track.
Peloton.
Yeesh, nice knowing you.
So put on your bloodstained boots, people, because you don't want to miss this. Following the screening, there'll...
What?
10 a.m. to 10 p.m., that's...
A dozen hours.
The heck was that?
What can I say? This car's older than we are. So, are you ready for an all-day celebration of the single greatest slasher fantasy novel series turned slightly erotic, super successful 7-part movie franchise event of a lifetime?
I think so.
You think so? Erin, we've been waiting for a day like tomorrow to come around ever since the first Bloodthirsty Hearts book dropped in, like, first grade.
Origins. Remember when Seamus saved the lamplighter's daughter from Zepharos in the battle at Corvin Castle and then they made love under the drawbridge? Ugh, melted.
Remember? I cited that chapter on the fan page just last week.
You're right. Tomorrow's gonna be epic. It's just...
What?
It's nothing.
Liar.
I guess it's hard to believe we're gonna go to the convention without Blake, Denny, and Joy, you know? BTH was our thing. The 5 BFFs. Maybe we should...
Ask them if they'd want to go? What? So Blake can be all like, OMG. Like, is there like Wi-Fi in here so I can post my duck face selfies for all my followers to see while I hold in on my farts?
Okay.
Or Joy can be all like, I'd rather listen to Free Range Chickens fart the tune to Blitzkrieg Bop than rub shoulders with happy people.
Chicken.
Or so Denny can be all like...
Is your stomach all right? Because I've got gas X in my backpack.
They've changed, Erin, and if you ask me, it's their loss. Besides, come next fall, when we're both at Cincinnati, we'll meet new people, make cooler friends. Right? We just gotta get through today.
Right.
So if Tukita is something more authentic than a cheesy gordita crunch, check out Spanish Club's monthly convivio this Wednesday after school in room 205. Now on to soccer, where Our Lady Argonauts beat Hilliard 4-1 in the state semifinal showdown thanks to a 2-goal performance by our very own All-American and 2-time Mom Juice Energy Drink Player of the Year, Denny Drafuti. Way to go, Denny! Great Lakes Central will face Southern Ohio powerhouse St. Victor for the state championship next Saturday in Columbus. More details to come! And before we wrap things up, we have one final announcement from Senior Blake Pomeroy.
A big Great Lakes Central hi to all my bad Argonauties out there.
Sweet Jesus.
This is cheer captain Blake Pomeroy. As many of you obvi know, Sadie Hawkins is like just around the corner, and I have a special message for Senior Kyle White.
Well, I'm Kyle White.
Hi, Kyle. First, I wanted to say good luck at tonight's big game against Lakewood. Woohoo! And secondly, when I say B, you say my. B?
My.
What?
B?
The...
My. Come on, Kyle, for Sadie's Day, be my D-A-T-E today. Give me a B.
B.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an M.
Wonder what she's spelling.
Why?
Oh, it's this new type of HPV.
Give me an E.
Well, mid-size or crossover?
No, not SUV.
Give me an E.
What's the point?
Give me
you already have it.
Gotta love a good soundtrack, right? No? Girl with the face, how about you?
Me?
Any thoughts?
About the movie? It was fine.
Fine? Just fine?
Yeah.
Well, I hope the rest of you at least appreciated that beautiful and educational motion picture.
Ha!
Oh, here we go.
Is something funny, Miss?
Joy.
Clearly.
That movie was in no way educational.
Well, John Smith and Pocahontas were, in fact, real people, so...
Yeah, but Pocahontas was like 10 when Jamestown was settled, which would have made John Smith a legit pedophile had they actually gotten a knockin' boots.
Knockin' boots.
Shut up, Kyle.
Okay, I...
The real John Smith even wrote he fictionalized Pocahontas as an adult and made all that stuff up about her saving his life to attract settlers when the real Pocahontas got kidnapped, forced into marrying some other bro named John, got taken to England, got smallpox, and died at 21. So I, for one, don't think we as a society should be subjecting the youth to such misinformation.
Sweetheart, the movie came out in 1995. It's too late.
What a Governor Ratcliffe thing to say.
Oh, okay. Wow. Low blow.
What were the 90s like?
Smallpox is the same as chickenpox, only smaller, right?
Shut up, Kyle.
I'm just a sub.
In all my school days, today was the longest.
You're telling me. I spent the last three periods perfecting my signature so much, I think I gave myself carpal tunnel. I'm probably gonna have to try one of those wrist brace thingies.
Oh, check out what someone posted on the fan page.
Hey, big sup to all my fellow thirst traps out there. I'm coming to you live from Cleveland Memorial Coliseum, where I'm setting up my hand-drawn BTH bookmarks booth here in Artist Alley. Less than 24 hours away. What? You guys are gonna freak when you see how amazing the setup is here. And hey, if your book needs a spark, don't use bark. Get yourself a bookmark.
Don't use bark?
I know.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but did you see how big Artist Alley's gonna be? Oh my gosh! I think I peed a little. Hey, is that your mom? Thought she was sick.
Why is my dad with her?
Is this an intervention? Are you stress eating your split ends again?
No, ever since my parents banned me from using fruity shampoos, my hair just tastes like hair now. Oh! Maybe I'm in trouble. Last week in AP Bio, I think Mr. Bornhorst thought he saw me peeking at Celia Blundo's scantron, but really, I just felt a sneeze coming on. Plus, Celia thinks chameleons change color to match their surroundings, but actually, it's a response to mood temperature.
I'm sure that's not it.
See you in the morning.
I'll pick you up at 8.
I thought the convention doesn't start until 10.
If we don't get a front row seat to the Kent Hawkins Q&A, if I can't smell their musk, if I can't feel the heat of their breath, I'll...
8 it is!
Cool.
Cool.
And that's why I believe Borscht played a bigger role in the BTH books due to novelist Agnes Lipa's time in Ukraine, but a lesser role in the movies because Borscht looks like someone pooped blood. Thanks for checking out yet another one of my video journal entries here on Helsing's Heroes, an unofficial Bloodthirsty Hearts fan page. Please like and subscribe if you want to see my next video, where I'll be streaming live from the BTH convention. Until...
dinner!
We'll edit that out. Until next time, keep doing your damn thing!
So, Susu Bert, how was school? Oh, that's nice.
Spoke with Denny's mom this afternoon. Did Denny tell you she's getting honored at tonight's football game after winning Varsity Prep Ohio Athlete of the Week for back-to-back-to-back weeks?
As I said, over and over and over again, we don't really talk anymore.
Well, your father and I are going to ride our bikes over to the game if you feel like tagging along.
Hard pass.
Hard pass, huh? So what you gonna get into? Dab with some friends? Hit up a dope Halloween party? Sip a cup of brewskis?
Brewskis?
You know, IPAs, something hoppy.
Oh, you're thinking of the hipsters again, Lou. Kids drink cider now.
Oh, a cider. Right, right.
Can you two not hear how old you sound?
I don't.
I think we sound pretty cool.
Well, rain check on the cider, though I am concerned with your lax rules on underage drinking. But I have a long day tomorrow. Figured I'd stay in, make some sleepy time tea, and hit the hay early.
Can you not hear how old you sound?
She and Aaron have that little festival tomorrow, remember?
Yeah, wouldn't call a global event little, but...
Oh, the festival. Right, right.
Oh, I should take this. It's Aaron.
We should get going. The game's about to start.
Yep. Susu, we'll see you later.
Uh-huh. Boy, am I happy you called. You have no idea the parental tornado I was getting swept up in. Aaron?
Hey.
What's wrong?
My parents, they're...
Oh my god, are you moving? Because moving during your senior year is pretty shitty of them.
They're getting divorced, Susu. they've been fighting a lot lately, and I just assumed they'd figure it out, but I guess not.
Aaron, I'm so sorry.
I just feel so stupid, you know? They took me out for froyo after school like I was some baby who couldn't handle the news without a treat or something.
But you love froyo.
Not anymore.
What? Wanna come over or something? We could pig out on candy until we get the chocolate sweats again, or I...
No. No, I think I want to be alone right now.
Oh. Okay.
Susu, I don't think I'm going to go to the convention tomorrow either.
Oh.
As much as it sucks to miss it, I'm not up for it anymore.
No. Yeah, that makes sense.
But hey, I'm sure you'll make friends there, or maybe you can ask someone else to go with you.
Right.
I'm so sorry. I know it's the last minute. I just, I went to be with my father.
So, let me get this straight. You sell Bloodthirsty Hearts bookmarks for a living.
That's right. Well, by living, do you mean like selling bookmarks is my only source of income? Because it is.
Oh.
Yeah, my art is my life, and my life is my art. You know what I mean? Of course you do. You're a fellow artist and a fellow dream maker. You know the struggle.
Oh, no, I'm just a volunteer.
Oh. Rad.
Yeah, anywho, we're locking up soon, and I've been directed to inform all you artists that...
Did you just use that quote?
Any trash you have can be dumped around the back by the loading docks before you leave.
Rad. What a loser.
Argonauts take over from their own 30 with 2 minutes to go before the half.
Susu Bird, you're here!
Yep.
You know, we saw little Joy work in the concession stand. Has she changed styles or what?
You didn't tell us she had Sia hair.
Must have slipped my mind.
You two gonna smoke a doobie behind the bleachers later? I won't tell your mom.
Mom, is this what a midlife crisis looks like?
Yes, dear.
Sorry for being a cool dad, you freaking narc.
Anywho, I'm surprised you came. What changed your mind?
Friendship. I'll see you guys later.
Did she say friendship?
Freaking narc.
Hey, Blake? Blake?
Blake? There's a normal, like, hopping the fence.
The hell is she? What do you want, Susu?
Hey, Blake. So good to see you.
Doubt that. Can I help you with something?
Not me, per se.
Because I'd rather not.
She'd rather not.
Yeah, Susu.
What kind of name is Susu, anyway?
Name so nice, they named her twice.
Oh my god, you're like hilarious.
This is going about as well as I expected.
Agreed.
Anyway, tomorrow's the BTH convention, and...
Nerd!
What they said.
Listen, I know you and I are...
Unless you're reciting vowels, there's no you and I.
It's Erin, okay? She's going through something serious, and I think she could use us. All of us. You, me, Denny, and Joy.
Is Aaron okay?
And that's halftime, folks.
Come on, Blake. We need to tighten each other's high ponies before the group photo, before our third quarter tumbles.
Yeah, come on, Blake. High ponies.
You know what? Forget I asked. I should go find the others. See you around.
See you around.
If your book needs a spark, don't use bark. Bark. Park. Stark. Lark. Shark. If your book needs a spark, don't be a shark. Get yourself a bookmark. Hot damn, that's sexy. Damn possums. Hello? Someone there? Nuh-uh. No. Nope. No. Blocked? You gotta be kidding me.
Next.
Joy?
Susu? Saw your parents earlier?
Yeah, they mentioned that.
They couldn't stop staring at my hair. It was weird.
Yeah, try to raise them right.
So, let me guess.
Can't say no to gummy bears.
You never could.
Hey, Joy, are you free tomorrow?
I'm free every day, Susu.
Ain't that the truth?
But if you're asking me if I'm free because you want to catch up or hang out, then, well, nah, I'm good.
But,
this is the most we've talked since freshman year, so can you blame me? Plus, I heard you mutter, here we go, in history today when I gave that scathing and long overdue rebuke of John Smith. Which makes me think, nah, I'm good. Oh, that'll be $2 for the bears.
Hello? Can anybody hear me? I'm locked now! Hallelujah. Ah! Oh, hi. Surprised me there. Didn't know anyone else was out here. Oh. Whoa. Very rad Strigala costume. The wings, those horns, super authentic. How much did they run you? Staying in character. Respect. But I think you got your days crossed, buddy. Yeah, convention actually kicks off tomorrow. I'm just here setting up. Wait a sec. Do you like to read?
Hey, Denny!
Susu? What do you want?
I need to talk to you!
What?
I need to talk to you.
Why?
It's about Aaron.
Time to honor
Susu,
one
I can't really talk right now, okay?
Once again. Denny Jafruti, Varsity Prep Ohio Athlete of the Week for the third week in a row.
And that's why I got in the bookmark business. So what do you say? Can I mark you down for one? Ah, I can even give you a little sneak peek of my booth. If only someone could open this damn door. These your friends? Man, y'all look so... real? Oh God, oh God, oh my God, you're really, really real! Help! Anybody?
Out the aortic valve, coursing through the veins. What is that I smell?
Possum?
Dinner.
Let's all give Denny a Great Lakes-sized round of applause.
Oh, God.
Oh, whoa. Sorry, guys and gals. Got some weird feedback there. Oh, hey. My ear's bleeding. That's different.
What the f...
Bloodthirsty Hearts stars Victoria Morales as Susu, Sophia Bryant as Blake, Gus Burney as Aaron, Savon Alira Rose as Joy, Cheyenne Haynes as Denny, with Ezra Buzzington as Zafaros. Additional performances by Grace Brennan, Mackenzie Nibb, Riley Elizraki, Ellie Grace Pomeroy, Mina Pauly, Chris Penzel, Jamie Tennille, Sandra Marie Ceballos, Jeffrey James, Annie Toe, Josh Pathcheck, Honey Gay Lauren, Lisa Kim, Ariel Flores, Rolando De La Masa, Cairo Kassan, Scott Rosendahl. Created and written by George V. Ganim. Directed by Sam Beasley. Executive produced by Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, Donald Albright, Payne Lindsay, and George V. Ganim. Produced by Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer Sheena Pinkney. Original music by Darren Johnson and Brian Kessley. Edited by Gabe Birch. Sound design by Scott Mankey. Mixed by Matt Yoakum. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, and Ben Milchev. Additional engineering by David Tadashore. Additional editor, Eric Aaron. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Music editor, David Tadashore. Musical performances by Isaiah Gage and Will Tendy. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisors, Aaron Sauerland and Arlo Thompson. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson and Paolo Wolfsdorf. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Noah Jorgensen. Post coordinator, Beatrice Neronia. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, and Devin Hennessy. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Bloodthirsty Hearts is a Q Code and Tenderfoot TV production.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.